Well, good evening, or I should say happy Easter to you all. Haven't been here for a long time. I know you're well served by your parish priests, but it's always a joy to come and celebrate with this beautiful community. And that's really what our readings are going to be about today. You know, the readings of the Easter season are a mixture, accounts of the resurrection appearances themselves, a deeper dive into the meaning of the death and resurrection of Christ, and accounts of the spread of the gospel by the disciples, and then also an account of the community itself that is being formed following the new way. Today, the emphasis is on that community, its witness, and in today's readings, the challenge of diversity. Now, there were many challenges in the church in the very beginning as it was spread, many nationalities, many different languages that people were speaking. Of course, there were persecutions. There were radical changes in perspective that people were called to embrace, and were even told some of the converts were Jewish priests. Challenges, to be sure. Challenges as today. Opportunities as today as well. In our second reading, Peter speaks to us about being living stones of the spiritual house. This image describes our relationship with Christ and with each other. The church is all of us together, not just a collection of teachings and rites, but living, breathing, relating, witnessing to something much larger than any individual can do. God, the Trinity in relationship, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is leaving, which we are anticipating now in our readings, and we will celebrate on the Feast of the Ascension, paints a picture that now they can become the church. Jesus said to them, I am the way and the truth and the life, not I am the knowledge or belief or doctrine, but the way to live, the truth of what is truly important, and life itself. We're called into this wonderful light. This is how we live, and this life is how we witness as well. Jesus as the cornerstone or foundation stone, Jesus the new beginning, calling for a new design of human history and society. It is the design of a spiritual temple, that is to say, a place of worship, which becomes an encounter with the divine. It is this community as community that must provide the experience of encounter with the divine presence, the same community built upon the relationship of its members with Christ, must have a strong sense of dedicated solidarity. We must see the importance of being community. This isn't just where you worship. This is with whom you worship, and a celebration of and reminder of your relationship with God and with one another. Our first experience of God comes through community, the community of our family, its life and its love. We have the opportunity to experience love through family bonds. And each parish is commissioned by Christ to affirm this same experience to all who walk through these doors. In doing so, you proclaim and you witness the kingdom of God. We in our own time might say with the reluctant disciples that we are not sure of the way. The answer gives to his hesitant disciples is really the old Hebrew answer. He can show us the face of God only by the way he reflects God in his own humanity. As Christians, we see Jesus as a unique and inclusive image of God in humanity. But we also see him as prototypical of us all, drawing us to witness and his ministry of reconciliation and reconstruction, making us in union with him a kind of temple where God is to be encountered and experienced and brought to others by a royal priesthood. Before the time of Jesus, the Hebrew realized it was useless and counterproductive to make images of God, because the only way we can see God is in his creation, and more specifically, the human person, fully alive, fully responsive to what a human person can be. The doctrine of the Trinity, persons in relationship, is revealed through the fullness of human relationships. We then are the church, together, an image and meeting place of God. Now, these descriptions of the life, successes, and struggles of a nascent church is a model that is followed even today, resolving conflict, assuring unity for which we pray every Mass, and governing the church. The diversity of a universal church is today a great challenge being addressed in the same way that we read about in the Scriptures. Our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles shows the church community addressing a problem, a division in the church, by choosing deacons while being guided by the Holy Spirit. Basic to our Catholic beliefs is the conviction that the Holy Spirit is guiding us today. This is how we know, trust, and follow the way, truth, and life. We prayed, Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Mercy not meaning forgive us as we grovel in our own sins and beg for something, but mercy meaning God wants us to find the way, the truth and life, and to live fully in community as witnesses and thus a vehicle for all to encounter him. And through this encounter, ourselves, to know the way to live, the truth that sets us free, and the fullness of our together life. Let us then proclaim now the faith that we share. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker